Gently close your eyes. Place your feet flat on the floor, spine straight, and let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Deeply in and slowly out. Continue with your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation and our world. We decree our oneness with this power, for we each have been made in the image and likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. Relax a little more around the neck and shoulder area. Let the chair totally support your body. This is our time of communion with Spirit. So we prepare ourselves to receive the many blessings that God has in store for us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for this opportunity this morning to be in communion with you and with our brothers and sisters here. We ask you to open our hearts and minds to the good that you are. And to remember that we can be anything, we can do anything with Christ. Open our hearts to receive more love for one another, for more peace in our world, and more harmonious relationships. Let's take that trip to the secret place of the Most High, our place of love, joy, peace, and faith, a place in consciousness that we can move to in any moment. So now we make our way to that door, to the secret place. But before we enter in, we must become empty so we can be filled to overflowing with the gifts of God. Do you have mental or emotional baggage that you are carrying around? Do you have physical baggage that is no longer serving you that you are carrying around? Take this time now to let it all go. Let it fall away. And be prepared for something new. Step through the door and take a seat. And as we do, we feel the light and life of Spirit enfold us. Heal us, prosper us, and harmonize us. Let's take the next few moments in the silence and use this opportunity to pray, receive answers to your prayers, and to be still. We thank you, God, that you have heard our prayers and you have answered them. Guide us during this coming week. Guide our words, guide our actions, guide our thoughts. for all the many blessings that we will continue to receive. We say thank you in the name and nature of our elder brother and way shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.